95.1 The Bull. I'm Mark Pitts. It's time now for our community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. And today we're joined by Eric Smith, who will be the new shared superintendent for New Hampton and Turkey Valley Schools. Eric, welcome for starters.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. I guess, how did you get involved in education? What gave you that bug, I guess?
Yeah, so obviously it just kind of started. My brother was in education at Warburg, and so I decided to kind of follow in his footsteps through the program and got started as a teacher down at Don Bosco Catholic Schools, and then started as a principal there too for a couple of years. Spent 7 years as a principal at National Plainfield High School and a couple more years at Clarion Gofield Dallas before I was lucky enough to get the superintendent job at AGWSR. So I've been at AGWSR now for the last 7 years.
So what attracted you to the New Hampton Turkey Valley position?
First, I think we're pretty selective in some of the districts we're looking for, and this one kind of checked off some of the boxes of being closer to our family, both my family and my wife's family. I grew up in Sumner, a little bit closer, and her family, she went to Waveshaw Rock, but her parents live over by Plainfield, so we're closer for both, so it's nice to have that. And then, right, you're just looking for some good quality districts, and the more I talked to the people that we knew about both New Hampton and Turkey Valley districts, just a lot of great things floated to the top, and a lot of opportunities that we felt were going to be a positive for our family. And so we felt like it was something we really wanted to take a look at, and we were, again, lucky enough to, as we went through the process, to be selected. So.
All right. Well, Warburg's a fine school, having an 87 grad myself.
There you go.
So, yeah. So describe your transition, how you're kind of getting your feet wet, getting yourself acclimated so that you can kind of hit the ground running when you officially start July 1st.
Yep. So I've been coming up to a couple of board meetings for New Hampton side. At Turkey Valley side, unfortunately, they're the same night as the AGWSR board meeting, so I'm not able to make those work. I've been having meetings when I could and making some, just making it up here on that drive. Just met with my admin team this morning here at New Hampton, and like I said, just things that I can start to do and get my head wrapped around a couple of things that I need to, so that when I jump off on July 1, I'm ready to roll, or at least closer to being ready to roll. And it'll become a lot easier. We close in our house up here in New Hampton on Friday. So we'll have the ability to start moving some things up and have a place to stay that if I need to. And so that'll make things a little bit easier for me too as I continue to make the transition.
Being a shared superintendent, not new for you. You were shared superintendent for AGWSR and Gladbrook-Rhinebeck for a three-year period. Right now you're the AGWSR high school principal and the superintendent just for that school district, which is taxing in itself. Talk a little bit, Eric, about the dynamics of a shared superintendent and how you kind of juggle things between two school districts.
Yeah, obviously, right, you take a look at it, you're doubling up on the work that you're doing, I guess, if some people take, that's how I think of it. And the positive thing is the work you're doing is typically, right, the same work in both districts, just, slightly changed, for each district. But, currently in my role as principal and superintendent, I'm feel like I'm changing a lot of hats, and I go from, doing building level sort of discipline sometimes with kids and that kind of stuff to going back and preparing for my board meeting. And to me, that was a little challenge. So I'm looking forward to getting in and getting fully back into the work of a superintendent. But yeah, it's all about communication and just being organized enough that people know where you are, you're sharing your calendars. A big part of the success of a shared superintendent is in the strength of their building principals. And so from what I can tell so far, the four that I will work with over the two districts are going to be really good. And so I'm looking forward to that too, because I think that's a big part of it, is just how that their strength is going to help the transition and the process go really, really well moving forward too.
So. Yeah, certainly helpful to have good people around so that you can delegate to. Again, we're talking with Eric Smith, who will be the new shared superintendent for New Hampton and Turkey Valley Schools. How will you go about determining, how much time you actually spend on campus for each school district?
Yeah, so I think, right now the plan is to sort of have the 3 days, 2 days during the week, so 3 days here at New Hampton, 2 days over at Turkey Valley, and I know there's going to be things that come up at both districts that will require more time of me, and And both boards have been really good about already saying, like, we know this stuff happens. We know there are times you might only be over at Chickie Valley one day, or you may be at New Hampton one day, just depending on what's happening. And so I think that's the biggest part, too, is having a board to understand the sharing process and the agreement, and really having my back, I guess, when it comes to making those decisions and ensuring that I can do what I need to do to get the job done.
How do you describe your leadership style?
You know, I would consider it to be pretty collaborative. You know, I like to talk to people. I like to gather as much feedback as I can before making a decision. You know, I'm not going to sit in my office and just start to make decisions on my own. I think anything you do needs to be done in collaboration with those that you work with. You know, and so I think that's where I'm at, is I like to get as much information as possible and share it with the right people, so people are aware of why the decision's being made or what's happening, and they can, you know, they may not agree with it, but at least can understand why we got to that decision.
Yeah, you've spent a little time in each school district thus far, and you go through the interview process, kind of relaying, you know, what kind of goals and visions you might have. How do you kind of, how do you formulate that once you actually get more hands-on?
Yeah, so part of the interview process was sharing sort of an entry plan with the boards. And so I will spend time starting in July meeting with people. I have four or five questions that I'll ask individuals and I'll ask groups, and just really start to get some feedback about the districts and really understand where people are. And then take that information and share it back with the board. And then that'll help formulate, you know, our goals as districts moving forward as well, and sort of help to give us that direction of where we want to continue going. And it's pretty basic stuff. What's going well, right? What are things we need to look at, maybe thinking about changing, or, you know, that could use maybe a boost in something. But all those things kind of come into play and lead to a change in goals if need be, and a change in direction if that's where the data points us to.
How has Jay Jerns, the current shared superintendent, how has he helped facilitate the transition?
Yeah, he's been great. He, again, he's a guy that has given me the freedom to communicate and talk with the people I need to and communicate with board members, and he's not afraid to allow me to do that. And you know, he's not threatened, I guess, by me coming in and asking those questions and trying to get my feet underneath me a little bit before my official start date. And so he's been really good about sharing that information, about meeting with me, about having conversations with me, whether by phone or in person. But yeah, he has more knowledge to continue to share with me, and he'll do that before he goes. But he's just been really good about allowing me to do what I need to do and communicate with the people I need to communicate without hampering that, I guess, if you will. So.
Anything that you want the community to know about Eric Smith and your background, family, as you get ready to make the transition to New Hampton, Turkey Valley?
First, we are excited. The family and I are excited to be up here, right? This is that weird time frame when you're sort of in both places, but we are excited to be here and be fully invested in the communities. You know, we'll be moving four kids with us when we do. Two of them will be heading back one will be starting her freshman year of college, the other one heading into her junior year of college. But we'll have two kids here in the school, a sixth grader and a sophomore next year. And so they're looking forward to meeting their new friends and getting some things under the belt. Our one son has been coming up for some basketball open gyms already and trying to get himself initiated into the basketball team a little bit. But yeah, we're just looking to be a part. We're looking to get that sort of awkward phase out of the way, and just be here and be a part of it. So we're excited for this next step in our lives too.
Well, Eric, congratulations and welcome. Eric Smith, the new shared superintendent for New Hampton Turkey Valley School Districts, taking over officially July 1st. And Eric Smith joining us. I'm Mark Pitts. Our community conversation here brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center on 95.1 The Bull.